This is Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I'm not quite sure what it is for you, but I do know it is the NFL Rewind. Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Good evening. Good morning, like I said, whatever it is. Get at me. Let's talk, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. You can do that at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. What a week. Another crazy week in the NFL, man. Week 7 in the books just about completely. Obviously, the only thing left, the not-so-enticing, necessarily, Monday Night Football game with the Atlanta Falcons and the New York Football Giants. Both teams under 500. I look for the Falcons to get closer to 500, to be quite honest with you. But, wow, what a weekend when you think about it, man. Patrick Mahomes just does his thing continuously. The guy has thrown for 22 touchdowns in his first 8 weeks or 8 games of his NFL career this season as a starter. So pretty impressive stuff from him. The weekend got started with the terrible showing from the Arizona Cardinals scoring 10 points, the Broncos scoring 45. They fire their OC the next day, enter Byron Leftwich. So, wow, man, we'll get into that. The Chargers and Titans play a wild one in London. The Patriots hang on against the Bears. So much to get into with the week that was the NFL Week 7. Again, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Let's talk about what happened in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. I'll be right back, everybody. Going to take a quick short pause for the cause, and then we'll get back to the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Get the World Series of Handicapping Football Consensus Picks on Sports Byline Radio. Each Friday night from sports handicapper Ron Raymond. The World Series of Handicapping is going into its seventh season. Get the picks the sports books don't want you to know about.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Ravens 33, the Steelers on first down. Williams, the tight end, motions right side of the line. Alex Collins back in it, running back to the right side of Flacco. Pressure coming to the right side, airing it deep, looking into the end zone. It's John Brown running under the football. He's got a touchdown! 33 yards from Joe Flacco to his favorite deep threat this year, John Brown, and the Ravens strike first. It's a 6-0 lead.
Handoff here to Michelle. Sony Michelle with a stiff arm. Sideline. Touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through the Sports Overnight America edition, obviously, of the NFL Rewind. Week 7 now is where we're at, people. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so, you know, look, man, in all honesty, Scott, those clips are just so good because they're quite relevant. And the Ravens had just one of the most bizarre things happen in their football game that has ever happened for them, to be quite honest with you. And not necessarily in their franchise career, but as far as their kicker's career with them. Because Tucker had never missed an extra point. I believe he had made something like 222, to be quite honest with you, straight, without missing. But the guy missed the tying kick, the extra point, to have this game knotted up at 24-24. And to be quite honest with you, Joe Flacco did find his man, John Brown, who has been absolutely fantastic. And what's wild about that is obviously he played for the Arizona Cardinals. So it all comes back to home, where the Dorf man comes to you from, Phoenix, Arizona. John Brown wasn't doing the job here, but you send him somewhere else, or he goes somewhere else, I should say. And this guy is all of a sudden 134-yard receiver, 7 receptions, and a touchdown today. Not a bad Sunday for that young man who couldn't do anything for the Arizona Cardinals. Couldn't do anything. Send him out to Baltimore with Joe Flacco, and bam, dude's making plays. But this was a great game. There were a lot of good football games. Let me run through the scores, by the way, real quickly for you. Start at the top with the Titans and the Chargers, which another absolutely bizarre football game. So bizarre. Chargers win 20-19. I'll tell you what happened real quickly. The Chargers are up 20-13. The Titans score a late touchdown with maybe 30, 31 seconds left in the ballgame. So instead of going to kick the extra point, they decide, well, hey, we're in London. Let's just get crazy, man. Let's get nuts and let's go for two. Well, obviously, the Titans don't get the two-point conversion, and the Chargers win the football game. All they got to do is take a snap or two, and game's over. I mean, I just don't understand the thought process, I guess. That's really the truth. I don't get it. We'll get into that. I want to run through the scores, but I had to point that out right away before it got off my mind, because the truth is it's so freaking bizarre. Again, but when you go to London, it's always bizarre anyway. And they play those football games, man. It's always chaos. Let's be quite honest. So the Chargers get it done, 2019. 5-2 now in their division. And they're going to give Kansas City at least a little run for their money. Titans 3-4. We'll see if that one comes back to sting them. Patriots hang on to beat the Bears 38-31. And this was just an interesting game because Patriots had control, then the Bears have control, then the Patriots have control. Back and forth, seesaw. Bills, man oh man, this was really bad. Derek Anderson got the start. No Josh Allen today for them. And Derek Anderson was terrible. Derek Anderson was absolutely god-awful. Three interceptions on the day. Colts score 37. Bills score 5. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. Lions 32-21 over the Dolphins. Vikings 37-17 over the Jets, 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 Jets. Panthers get a big victory. This is a nice one, man. This is a very, very nice victory. Panthers go on the road to the Eagles, get a victory there, 21-17. Eagles under 500, not in first place. That's your Super Bowl, reigning Super Bowl champion right there, people. Not playing very good football at this moment in time. Buccaneers beat the Browns in overtime. And let me say one thing about the Browns. You're not going to necessarily – well, you are seeing it, actually. You're already seeing it in the win column. But you're not necessarily going to see it, like, big time in the win column as far as them getting better. But they are definitely getting better, people. I never thought I would say that either. But the Browns are actually getting a little bit better. Buccaneers do beat them, though, 26-23. Texans. Now, this is one where we definitely need to discuss this. Excuse me, by the way. Had to clear my throat. Texans 20-7 over the Jaguars, who are absolutely struggling at this point in time. We almost wanted to punch them in, give them a ticket. Hey, you're going to the AFC Championship game. You're going to be playing the Patriots or the Kansas City Chiefs. We were almost ready to do that right after they beat the Patriots. But the Jaguars have been very bad ever since. So bad that Cody Kessler got in the game for them. Yeah, Cody Kessler played because Blake Bortles was just brutal. So there's definitely something going on there. Oh, nice. Look at that, man. Go to my – by the way, go Facebook Live, people. Public right now, Andy Dorf, for those of you that are listening to me on Sirius XM Channel 203, if I'm not mistaken. You can always do the Facebook Live thing too. Just punch in my name, Andy Dorf. Boom, it's bam, right there. Public comes up. But, yes, good to see BJ chiming in, and he says, oy vey, it's BJ saying hello, sports fans. I love it, man. I love it. That's just, look, good stuff. Jaguars are not the Jaguars anymore. I don't know who they are right now. I'm not really sure who that team is. The Texans, they're about ready to make a run, people. They are about ready to make a run. They got out of the gate slow. That's a team to watch. Definitely a team to be reckoned with. Like I said earlier, Saints on the road in Baltimore beating the Ravens 24-23. A missed extra point was the difference there. And by the guy that really doesn't miss, let's be quite honest, man. Tucker is just flat out money. 222 straight before this. Has never missed in his career until then. Life of a kicker, man. Pretty tough. Rams 39-10 over the 49ers. And the Rams are a good football team, people. That's a really good football team. I'm sorry, but that they are sound in every single facet of the game. And the Niners, man, they're bad. They're just bad. They make all kinds of mistakes all game long. Cowboys, they go down to the Redskins. And the Redskins are leading that division, people. The Redskins are leading the NFC East. People would have thought that the Eagles would have it. Uh-uh. Redskins are playing pretty good football, at least right now. Alex Smith seems to be doing what they wanted him to do. Adrian Peterson, man, he has found the fountain of youth. I'm sorry, but that guy shouldn't be doing what he's doing, and he's doing it. Bengals get absolutely manhandled, smacked around by Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And like I said, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, another awesome night. Four touchdowns, sets a record, 22 in the first 8 weeks. This guy's the real deal, people. He is the real deal. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do it. I'll come back. I'll continue rapping about what happened in week 7 of the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun. Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line. 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
On the
lost challenge by the Jaguars. Third and six. Bortles in trouble. He loses the football. And Garrett falls on it. Miles Garrett recovering the fumble.
Second and ten. End zone. Ebron caught it. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown. And exactly what the Colts needed. Coverage by McCourty and a 14-yard score.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Oh, man. Let's just kind of run through the standings for you as we are through with Week 7, just about Atlanta and obviously the Giants still to come. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't really need to watch this very long. The Atlanta Falcons are going to win that football game. So if you have other things to do on Monday night, figure them out. Do it. Get ready for the World Series, maybe. I don't know. But let's go through the divisions. AFC East, Patriots. Like I said, if you want to get to them, you got to get to them early. And they had their stumbles very early in the season. People were questioning them after week one and week two and week three. It was like a joke. They're the Patriots, for crying out loud. Of course they're going to get their act together. Tom Brady had no weapons, man. Edelman's back. They bring in Josh Gordon. Gronk. Bam. The running game seems to be figuring things out a little bit, but they've got this division basically back in hand. They've won four straight, by the way. So, yeah, they had their struggles pretty early. And like I said, if you want to get them, that's when you get the New England Patriots. You get them early. 5-2, 4-3 are the Dolphins, and then everybody else under 500. And pretty soon the Dolphins will probably be under 500 too. That division's a joke when I really think about it. Total joke. Give the Patriots the division for the past 20 straight years because of the joke of a division that it is. Pittsburgh Steelers, who were on a bye, stay in top of that division now because Cincinnati 4-3, Pittsburgh 3-2-1, Cincinnati 4-3, Baltimore 4-3, Cleveland not out of this by any shot at 2-4-1. They are out of it, but mathematically, obviously, they're not. I mean, they're not winning the division, but we're seeing the improvement, which is unbelievable. I'm surprised. They're probably going to be that team that loses the most close games this season. I mean, they basically play overtime every single week. So they can hang. They just can't finish. I don't exactly know what I credit that to. But the Browns are improving. They really are. It's no joke. Houston Texans on top of that division now. It was only a matter of time. I really, really liked this team. J.J. Watt coming back. Deshaun Watson coming back. Really good receiver in Hopkins. I mean they've got weapons. They're good. This isn't a fluke. They've won four straight, by the way. Pretty much them, the Rams and Patriots, Chargers. Those are your hottest teams in the NFL right now. Hello to my people watching on Facebook Live again. Dino, Sam, BJ. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate the comments. Texans 4-3. Titans. This loss that they had against the Chargers, man, that could really, really, really hurt them. 3-4. Jacksonville, 3-4. And then Indianapolis in the cellar at 2-5. Kansas City, 6-1. The Chargers, 5-2. Denver, 3-4 after their huge victory in Arizona in the desert over the Cardinals. Man, oh, man, they were bad, by the way. Really want to get into how bad they were. Oakland 1-5. I'll get to the caller in just a moment, Mitch in Santa Monica, so just hang tight. Other people, 1-800-878-7529. Washington on top of that division, the 4-2, Eagles 3-4, Cowboys 3-4, Giants 1-5. Maybe one of the worst teams in the whole NFL. Vikings 4-2-1, Green Bay 3-2-1, Detroit 3-3, Chicago 3-3. Maybe the best division in all of football, to be quite honest with you. Packers off their bye week, they have the Rams. Bye week after that, they have the Rams, man. So will they be able to slow that Ram team down? I don't know. Probably not. But if you're gonna, maybe after a bye week is a good time. New Orleans 5-1 after that wild victory that they had over Baltimore. Crazy, man. That dude doesn't miss extra points, but he did. Panthers 4-2, Tampa Bay 3-3, Atlanta 2-4. They will be 3-4 after Monday night, though. The Rams 7-0, just kind of running through this thing. They're cruising. They're absolutely cruising through the NFL. Seahawks 3-3. They were also on a bye. Cardinals 1-6. They played Thursday, and if you didn't watch it, you didn't miss anything, except for a serious beatdown. That was an absolute butt kicking. And then San Francisco at 1-6. So there's your NFL right now. Those are the up to date standings through Week 7. So I think things are becoming a little bit more clear. The New England Patriots are going to be good. I think the Steelers will figure things out. With or without Le'Veon Bell. The Texans, that's a good team. Kansas City's good, really good. The Chargers might be good. The Eagles might be in trouble. I think they'll figure it out, but they might be in trouble. Could Washington win that division? I don't know. Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago. This is a good fight. Seriously, good fight. I think Minnesota probably will get it done. Obviously, I'm pulling for the Packers. But being realistic, New Orleans, Carolina, I think they're going to battle things out. I think the Falcons are going to figure out a way to make it competitive with them. I think they'll figure it out. They're going to go on a run, for sure. Rams are just going to run away with it. All right, speaking of run away with it, let's go out to the phones. Hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch Dorfman, man, what's going on? Obviously, it's the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm kind of still recovering from Game 7 last night. You know, I know it's NFL Rewind, but I just, you know, I got to just say, Game 7 in a Major League Baseball NLC championship game was amazing. And even though the Brewers lost, but you know what?
All right,
no,
bro.
That's baseball.
Look, yeah, that's baseball. That's another conversation that if you want to do that, you know when to call. That we can always do that between 8 and 10 a.m. Pacific time, man.
Good call. And
oh, man. All right, I don't know. All right, so I think we lost him, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, people. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so getting back into where I was about who – I'm kind of picking out who the contenders are and who the pretenders are. I would absolutely say that the Rams are a contender. That's legit. That's real. New Orleans Saints, they're becoming more real each and every week, to be quite honest with you. They have a good running game. We know what Drew Brees does week in, week out. Another record-breaking throw. You know, throw the guy in the 500 club. Throw the guy in the passing yards club. So we know what they're capable of on offense. That's the best offense in the league, by the way. Well, the Rams is probably the best offense in the league, to be honest with you. But the New Orleans Saints are right there with them. And the truth of the matter is week by week, I'm believing more and more in that team. I'm not sure who the team to really get behind in the NFC North is. And I mean, obviously, it's my Green Bay Packers because that's who I watch and who I love. But what I'm really saying is, as far as who I think can really compete for the Super Bowl, what I've seen from the Packers, hell no, people. Hell no. I'm not going to feed you some of that nonsense. I'm not going to tell you it's better when it's really not. So they're not a team I can trust right now. I don't know if I can trust the Vikings, but I'm getting closer to being able to trust the Vikings. I mean, there's so many things that and I don't trust anybody in the NFC East. Like, I could never trust the Redskins right now. No way. We'll get into more of this on the other side, obviously. Keep it close, everybody. Thoughts and opinions, you know I love them. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, people, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, I'll be right back. It's the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield, end zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
On second and goal, Miller barely touched as he goes in the end zone for a Houston touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free.
Including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events. And receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com.
On exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices. And Roku.
We are Honor Club. And honor is real.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. And save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about HomeAdvisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and HomeAdvisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor. To the players, reality is one against one. Move and countermove. Helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
It's Terrence Williams in motion. Castle looks one way, then the other. Hits Bryant on the run. And Bryant is inside the 35-yard line with the Eagles chasing him across the field for 56 yards.
Mahomes in the gun. He's got two tight ends, one wide, Kelsey.
5 in the Broncos secondary. Shotgun snap. It's a handoff, and it goes over the left tackle, and Hunter's into the end zone for a Kansas City touchdown. What a block, and what a slicing run. 4-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs have taken the lead.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, my people. Andy Dorf, get at me. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. What I love about Kareem Hunt, to be quite honest with you, is that dude figures out a way to help his team. I mean, obviously, Patrick Mahomes has been absolutely phenomenal, fantastic. They knew what they were doing. Bottom line, they flat out knew what they were doing. It was time to let go of Alex Smith and time to move on with my man, my homie, Patrick Mahomes. But also, let me tell you a little bit about this man, Kareem Hunt. I don't know if you happen to see the play where he absolutely hurdles the dude and just keeps the play alive, making things happen for his team. He has 15 carries, 86 yards, goes for one touch. Patrick Mahomes has 4. I mean, this team is a well-oiled machine right now. I absolutely think that we were talking a little bit about pretenders and contenders. I absolutely think this team is a contender. Their defense is starting to step up now, too. I mean, like, seriously, their defense is starting to step up. And people had questions about that because Barry went out real early. I think it was the first game, if I'm not mistaken. A big part of that secondary. But now their defense is starting to make plays. So I'm buying into the Kansas City Chiefs, like, for sure. No joke. For sure. And the truth is that I think they're a contender. I believe in them. Will they beat the Patriots? I don't know. Will they beat the Rams? I don't know. Again, and that's another thing. I don't want to get caught speeding on the Chiefs either because Andy Reid teams historically get out of the gates really well. And then they kind of stumble into the playoffs and then they lose right away. So right now I do believe in them. Let's see where they're at in middle of November, early December. Let's see if they're as healthy as they are right now. I think that's going to be the key with them. Because they have so many playmakers. So many playmakers. But yeah, I think that they're legit. I'm starting to buy more stock into the Texans. Again, that's a team that if Deshaun Watson didn't get hurt last season, they probably would have made a pretty good run last year. So I think their stock is rising. I like that team. I really like Deshaun Watson a lot. That was the guy that I wanted the Cardinals to take, by the way, a few years ago. I really wanted them to take him. I don't think he was available, but I would have traded up to get that guy. Just loved what he brought to the table. The Jaguars, on the other hand, the team that they took care of today, or on Sunday, I should say, they're going the wrong direction, people. They're struggling. They're losing their identity. Did it start with Ramsey with all of his trash talk in the offseason? I mean, dude was opening his mouth left and right, putting a bullseye on himself and his team. Like, you're not going to just sneak up on people anymore, bro. When you put yourself out there and you talk smack about how you're going to do this and that and the other to all the guys that you have to defend, puts a little bit of a target on your back, man. So I don't think that the Jaguars are – they don't have the same mojo. They just don't have the same mojo. A team that I do think is picking up steam and gaining mojo, Carolina Panthers. I think that they could have a pretty good run in them. Christian McCaffrey is a guy that adds a dimension and helps Cam Newton so much. So much, man. So I'm again, that's another team that the stock is rising. I'm feeling better about the Panthers and thinking that they may have a run in them. The Patriots, we know that we just flat out know. Like, it's one of those deals where you're saying to yourself, to beat the man, you got to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And right now, I would say to be the team, you got to beat that team. Until it doesn't go through New England, until that doesn't happen, I mean, it's pretty safe to say the Patriots are going to make it to the AFC Championship game. The one thing that's a little troubling about them is the defense, obviously. The defense is, like, okay at best. So they got to shore that up. Am I buying into the Chargers a little bit? A little bit, yeah. I'm buying into them a little bit. I'm not totally sold on them yet, but I'm buying into them a little bit. I mean, Phillip Rivers is a pretty solid quarterback. Guy knows the game. We all know that. He can make throws. Doesn't make mistakes all that often. Sometimes he does, but not all that often. So I'm starting to buy into them a little bit. And again, I think at this point in time, I think that the NFC may have the best team in the LA Rams. Obviously, they're undefeated still. But I actually think that the AFC may have more quality and more depth. We'll see if it lasts, but at least at this point, I'm kind of looking at the AFC going, wow. I mean, the AFC has a lot of depth. I mean, the Chargers did it without Melvin Flash Gordon, by the way. They didn't get much rushing, but they got a really solid game out of Phillip Rivers. And that's why I think you have to buy a little bit of stock into them. You have to think that maybe, just maybe, they might be able to get into the playoffs and win a round or two. But wow. Like, I'm going to keep running through this. And when I look at the best record again, the Rams, 7-0. You have the New Orleans Saints, who are 5-1. But then after that, I mean, there's really not a lot of really good football teams. I mean, do you think the Washington Redskins are really that good? Do you really think the Vikings are that good? They're okay. And those are all teams that are 4-2. Panthers are 4-2. So I hope when I tell you, like, this team is gaining some stock or their stock is rising, I hope that it makes sense to you. That I'm not saying they're fantastic by any means, but they're starting to turn the corner to where you're starting to say, okay, they've got a shot at the playoffs. And then when you look at the AFC, I mean, you've got the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a really solid football team. We know that the Chargers, both those teams in that same division are actually pretty good. And then you have the New England Patriots. And then nobody else is going to wow you as far as their record goes. So how good are the Steelers? How good are the Texans? I think we're going to find out in the next 3 to 6 weeks. Because I do think there are teams that are ready to make a jump. The Chargers have won 4 straight. The Texans have won 4 straight. The Patriots have won 4 straight. Those are teams that are making moves, people. The Vikings have won 3 straight. By the way, it's interesting in the NFC North. You got 3 teams that are on a winning streak out of 4. Minnesota on a 3-game win streak. The Packers on a 1-game winning streak after that crazy victory over the 49ers. And then they have their bye week. The Lions coming off of a bye week winning on the road in Miami. They have 2 in a row. The only team on a losing streak is the Bears. I think Detroit's going to play a factor in this division. Absolutely. I don't think they're winning the division, but I think they play a factor as to whether it's the Minnesota Vikings or the Green Bay Packers that actually wind up winning it. I think the New Orleans Saints, they've won 5 in a row. There's a lot of hot teams in the NFL right now. The Rams, the hottest team, won 7 straight. They have not lost a game yet. They're the best team in the NFL. They have the new Bill Belichick, by the way. McVay is wow. McVay is good. And that's also something that I've noticed. Coach-player relationships have to be good. And that let's touch on this real quickly before we get to the break. And then come back and wrap things up. The Arizona Cardinals are a disaster, people. They're an absolute disaster. Was Mike McCoy the guy on the field making passes, making errant passes? Was he the guy dropping balls? Was he the guy that wasn't able to block people? It's really easy to make a guy a scapegoat. And I'm not saying the scheme was great. I don't know. But he's not out on the field, man. He's not the guy that was making those bad plays happen. So I really wonder sometimes when you wish for things, be careful what you wish for. You wished for Sam Bradford to not keep the job and for Josh Rosen to get it. Well, Josh Rosen, the guy that was talking all kinds of trash before the season, 9 mistakes ahead of me. Well, you look the worst out of the bunch. I'm sorry, bro, but that's the truth. I mean, Baker's got his team in games each and every week. Darnold, man, 3-4. Not terrible. Anyways, you get the point. Got to take a quick break, man. I'm going to be back. I'll wrap things up. I'm Andy Dorf. NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America.
In the shotgun from the Miami 4. First and goal for Carolina, leading 3-0. Tight end in motion, 4 on the line, high snap, and it is a handoff to McCaffrey, runs laterally, cuts a corner, breaks it at the 5, cuts inside the numbers, touchdown Carolina!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time. Andy Dorf. Man, oh, man. Week 7 in the books, people. Just about completely done. All we have left is that Monday nighter, Atlanta Falcons, New York Giants. Which, by the way, Atlanta Falcons are winning that football game. They're going to get closer to 500. They're going to get into that division. That's going to be a really fun to watch that division. Really going to be fun. Okay, a couple things that I want to get off my chest before I get out of here. And obviously I want to thank Scott. Always does a great job on the other side making things possible for me here on the program. Love doing the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Love talking to my people on Sirius XM Channel 203. Love you people. Love my people that listen to me anywhere in the world. Without you, there's no reason to be doing what I'm doing. So thank you very much. Really do appreciate it. All right, so a couple things before we get out of here. Patrick Mahomes, my homie, that's the real deal, man. He's been the story of the NFL. No joke. So who's going to outstage him? Will Tom Brady make a push? Absolutely. Will Aaron Rodgers make a push? I don't know. We'll see. Can he stay healthy? That's the real key there. What about Kirk Cousins? What about some of these other guys? Who's going to make a push at Patrick Mahomes? Because he's absolutely ripping up the NFL right now. Dude looks so good, making it look so easy. It shouldn't be this easy. He's way too young for it to be this easy. Anyway, speaking of easy, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, man. Got to make way. So we're going to do that. We'll talk to you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.